Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are following the timeline surrounding Jesus' last Passover all the way until the birth of the church on Pentecost. In our last program, we proved that the Passover day is the preparation day for the first day of unleavened bread. And this first day of unleavened bread is called a high Sabbath. In earlier programs, we proved that Jesus died at 3 p.m. on Passover Day, which happened to be during the daylight portion of a Wednesday. So let's resume our timeline at the point of Jesus' death. In John chapter 19, verses 30 through 33, we read, "When Jesus received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished,' and he bowed his head and gave up the breath of life. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, they besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers, and broke the legs of the first and of the other, which were crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they did not break his legs." Now let's continue this part of the story in Luke chapter 23, verses 50 through 54. This is Luke chapter 23, verses 50 through 54. "There was a man named Joseph of Arimathea who waited for the kingdom of God. He had not consented to the counsel and deed of the Jews. This man went to Pilate and begged for the body of Jesus. Pilate granted it to him, and he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a nearby tomb that was hewn in stone, wherein never before was a man laid to rest. He hurried because the preparation day was nearing an end and the Sabbath drew on." So the Sabbath was approaching as the preparation day was ending. And in our previous program, we showed that the preparation day, which is indeed a preparation day for the Sabbath, because the Sabbath is a day of rest, so you have to do your work prior to the Sabbath day. So the preparation day is a day prior to a Sabbath to prepare for the Sabbath. And this Passover was the preparation day for the first day of unleavened bread. And as we showed in the last program, that these 7 annual Sabbath days, of which the first day of unleavened bread is one, do not usually fall on the weekly Sabbath. In other words, they usually don't fall on the seventh day of the week, which we normally call Saturday. And this high day fell actually on a Thursday. So the preparation day, which was the Passover, was a Wednesday. And that if you understand that point, you will understand so much concerning this timeline, especially as it leads up to Jesus Christ being resurrected after being in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. So going back to our story, though, and you can also reference John chapter 19, verse 42 for what I was just saying. That's John chapter 19, verse 42. So sometime between 3 and 6 p.m., Joseph takes Jesus from the cross to bury him nearby before the Sabbath of the first day of unleavened bread. Excuse me. Now, it had to be between 3 and 6 p.m. because Jesus died at 3 p.m. and the Sabbath came in at 6 p.m. So it had to be sometime between 3 and 6 p.m. when Joseph went to Pilate, asked for his body, received permission to take it. Joseph took it down, wrapped him in linen, and placed him in the tomb. All of that had to happen between 3 and 6 p.m. So Jesus, the Passover lamb, was in the grave before Abib 15th, which is the first day of unleavened bread. Everything about the Passover in the Old and New Testament was completed on the Passover, which would have been on Abib 14. I'll repeat that. Jesus, the Passover lamb, was in the grave before Abib 15th, the first day of unleavened bread. Everything about the Passover in the Old and New Testament was completed on the Passover, which would have been Abib the 14th. And now let's continue with the timeline. We get to Abib 15 now, which is the first day of unleavened bread, and this starts at sunset, because God starts his days at sunset. One day ends, which would have been the Passover, Abib the 14th, and another day starts, which is the first day of unleavened bread, Abib the 15th, at sunset. And so this would have been the evening portion of what we call Wednesday. We can turn to Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 through 64 to read about this. This is Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 through 64. Now the next day after what? What is this next day? Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation. The day of the preparation was the Passover. That was the day when they prepared for the high Sabbath, which was the first day of unleavened bread. So the next day that followed the preparation day would have been the first day of unleavened bread. This is when the chief priests and the Pharisees went together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command therefore that the tomb be made sure until the third day, lest the disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' And so the last error shall be worse than the first." Again, this is a planned deception, a planned cover-up. When you talk about something like Watergate, this was nothing compared to that. When you talk about any intrigue that you can see in any mystery novel, there's nothing compared to this monumental cover-up to try to stop the truth about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed Savior, to stop the truth about him being resurrected after being in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. This is the most monumental deception and cover-up that has ever been undertaken in all of the history of mankind. And do you know what? Most Christians believe and accept this deception that Jesus was not resurrected after 3 days and three nights. Why do I say that? Because most Christians believe, and anybody who's a non-Christian that knows about Christianity believes, that Jesus Christ was crucified on a Friday and resurrected on a Sunday morning. And there is no way that you can get 3 days and three nights into a Friday crucifixion, especially since we proved that it had to be at 3 p.m. when he died and put into the grave sometime before 6 p.m. So from Friday at, let's say, 5 p.m. when he was put into the grave to Sunday morning at 6 a.m. when the sun rises, that is not 3 days and three nights. It's impossible to get 3 days and three nights into that time period. So Satan was using the Pharisees to make this cover-up, and most of the Christian world and all others who know about Christianity have accepted this cover-up. But this time, which would have been, again, the beginning of the first day of unleavened bread, the night portion of what we would call Wednesday, this would have been Abib the 15th, this is when they went to Pilate and asked for this cover-up. Now, Jesus was in the grave for 3 days and three nights, so this beginning period of time of when he was put into the grave prior to the Sabbath coming on Wednesday, so let's say that he was put into the grave Wednesday at, we'll say, 6 p.m., 5:59 p.m. So from 5:59 p.m. on Wednesday to 5:59 p.m. on Thursday would have been the first night and day, or 24 hours, when Jesus is in the heart of the earth. Okay, that would have been the first 24-hour period of time, because it says that he would be in a grave for 3 days and three nights. This is the first night and day. And then on the daylight portion of Abib 15th, no work could be done because this is an annual Sabbath, and this is when the people would have been in the synagogues for their holy convocations, observing this high Sabbath day, the first day of unleavened bread. So now we would come to Thursday evening, and at sunset, that's when the first day of unleavened bread is over. So now we're at Abib 16, which is a Thursday evening. And this would have been the second 24-hour period of time. From Thursday evening, let's say 5:59 p.m., to Friday evening at 5:59 p.m. would have been the second night and day, or second 24-hour period, when Jesus Christ was in the heart of the earth. And let's read in Mark 16, verse 1, Mark chapter 16, verse 1, about the daylight portion of Abib 16th, which would have been Friday morning. And I know that a lot of this is hard to follow if you don't have a chart in front of you, so I hope that you'll log on to our website and you'll read our article, You Have an Appointment with God, because I have a full chart showing this entire timeline. So Mark chapter 16, verse 1, this is the daylight portion of Abib 16th, which would have been a Friday morning. When the annual Sabbath was passed, which was the high day, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, they had bought spices that they might come and anoint Jesus. So they did this on a Friday, after the annual Sabbath, or the first day of unleavened bread, was over. That's when they went and bought spices so that they could come back to anoint Jesus. And now Luke chapter 23 and verse 56. This is Luke chapter 23, verse 56. Here it says, "And they, several women," I'm supposing Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, and several other, "they returned and prepared spices and ointments." So they had returned from the grave where they saw that Jesus was buried, and they prepared spices, and then they rested the weekly Sabbath day according to the commandment. So again, what they did was, they went to the tomb to see where Jesus was buried. That would have been a Wednesday evening. Then they rested on Thursday, because that would have been the high day. Then they went back on Friday and bought spices so that they could go back to the grave and anoint Jesus, and then they prepared all of the spices, and then they rested on the weekly Sabbath, which would have been a Saturday, and really starting Friday night to Saturday night. And that brings us to Abib 17th, Friday night, when the weekly Sabbath begins. And this would have been the third 24-hour period when Jesus, our Messiah, was in the tomb. And it says, and we can calculate that, by saying that it would have been from Thursday evening at 5:59, or from Friday evening, from Friday evening at 5:59 to Saturday evening at 5:59, this would have been the third 24-hour period of time. And Jesus said that he would be in the tomb for 3 days and three nights after his burial. So from Friday evening at about 5:59 to Saturday evening at 5:59, Jesus would have been there for his third day and night. So yes, Jesus came out of the tomb, not Sunday morning, as most people erroneously believe because of Satan's deception. Jesus, our Messiah, came out just as he had promised in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, after 3 days and three nights after his burial. And that would have been, since he was buried on a Wednesday evening prior on Passover, prior to the first day of unleavened bread, which would have been a Sabbath, and let's say again that that might have been at 5 p.m. or 5:59 p.m. So from Wednesday evening at 5:59 p.m. to Thursday evening at 5:59 p.m. is the first 24-hour period of time. From Thursday evening to Friday evening at 5:59 would have been the second 24-hour period of time. And from Friday evening to Saturday evening at 5:59 would have been the third 24-hour period of time. So he was in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights, just like he promised he would be.